The name Luma means dark lips. Though Hassan and Sosan Al-Mufle chose it for their first child less because of the shade of her lips than because they liked the sound of the name. Short, endearing, and cheerful, in the context of both Arabic and English. The Al-Mufles were a wealthy, westernized family in Amman, Jordan, a city of 2 million, set among 19 hills and cooled by a swirl of dry desert breezes. The family made its fortune primarily from making rebar, the metal rods used to strengthen concrete, which it sold across Jordan. Luma's mother, Sosan, was emotional and direct, and there was never any doubt about her mood or feelings. Luma, though, took after her father, Hassan, a man who mixed unassailable toughness with the capacity to detach, a combination that seemed designed to keep his emotions hidden for fear of revealing weakness. "My sister and my dad don't like people going into them and knowing who they are," said Inam Al-Mufle, Luma's younger sister by 11 years and now a researcher for the Jordanian army in Amman. Luma's very sensitive, but she never shows it. She doesn't want anyone to know where her soft spot is. Hassan doted on his eldest child. He had high expectations for her and imagined her growing up to fulfill the prescribed role of a woman in a prominent Jordanian family. He expected her to marry, to stay close to home, and to honor her family. From the time Luma was just a young girl, adults around her began to note her quiet confidence, which was so pronounced that her parents occasionally found themselves at a loss. "When we would go to the PTA meetings," Hassan recalled, "they'd ask me, 'Why are you asking about Luma? She doesn't need your help.'" Luma encouraged, or perhaps demanded, that her younger sister, Inam, cultivate self-sufficiency, often against Inam's own instincts or wishes. "She was a tough older sister, very tough love," Inam said. "She would make me do things that I didn't want to do. She never wanted me to take the easy way out, and she wouldn't accept me crying." Inam said that she has a particularly vivid memory of her older sister's tough love in action. The Al-Mufles had gathered with their cousins at the family farm in a rural area called Mahis, half an hour from Amman. Inam, who was just 7 or 8 at the time, said Luma took her and a group of young cousins out to a dirt road to get some exercise. The kids set off jogging, with Luma trailing them in the family Range Rover. It was hot and dry and hilly, and one by one, the kids began to complain. But Luma wouldn't have any of it. She insisted that they keep running. "She was in the car, and we were running like crazy," Inam recalled. "Everyone was crying, and if I would cry, she would just look at me." Despite the pain, little Inam kept running. "I wanted to prove to my sister that I could do anything," she said. "I always remember that my sister pushed me, and I found out I was able to do it." The Al-Mufles were intent on raising their children with cosmopolitan values. They sent Luma to the American Community School in Amman, where Luma learned to speak English without an accent and met kids from the United States and Europe. Luma's childhood was idyllic by most measures, and certainly by comparison to those of most in Jordan. She lived at a comfortable distance from the problems of Amman, including poverty and the tensions brought on by the influx of Palestinian and later Iraqi refugees. But her maternal grandmother, Munawar, made a point of aiding the poor whenever she could. Beggars regularly knocked on her door because they knew that on principle she would always give them alms. Munawar's home abutted a lot in Amman where young men played soccer. As a kid, Luma would climb a grapevine on the concrete wall behind the house and watch the men play. She eventually got the nerve to join in, and she would play until her grandmother saw her and ordered her inside on the grounds that it was improper for a young woman to be around strange men. She would have a fit if she saw me playing soccer with men, Luma said. And then she'd say, "We are not going to tell your father about this."